In the United States, buying and owning a car is becoming more expensive.
Sometimes the cost of driving in America sounds like this.
Upgrade. Upgrade. Upgrade.
Other times, it sounds more like this.
The only way that I can explain it, it's like fluttering, like, and I'm just like, okay, well, that doesn't sound good.
That's Leonella Garcia. She's a single mom of two in Southern California, where she drives a 2011 Kia Optima. Or rather, she used to drive that Optima. Until that moment on the highway when she learned what a blown head gasket sounds like. The cheapest estimate for repairs is $5,000.
It's just still mind-blowing of how much car parts and labor and, you know, all these little things in between could cost.
Supply chain issues drove car prices sky high. 50 grand new, 30 grand used. That's a big driver of today's inflation. It's also driving lots of people away from the car market entirely. They're hanging on to cars they have for longer and longer. The average American vehicle is now more than 12 years old, even older than Garcia's Kia. Vehicles lasting longer is generally a good thing. But individually, those older vehicles can pinch pocketbooks, like Garcia discovered. Ivan Drury is the head of insights at Edmunds, and he says when you drive a car until the wheels fall off.
So you're going to come and incur new costs. You're going to find out what it's like to change a timing belt for the second time. You're going to find out that, hey, labor rates have gone up at my local shop or at my dealership. Certain parts are getting harder and harder to find.
Right now, the cost of car repairs are outstripping inflation. Car insurance costs are going up too. Then there's fuel. All told,
even if you're not buying something new or used, your continued maintenance and your continued, you know, relationship with your car is getting more expensive.
So, yeah, vehicle costs are going up everywhere these days. But inflation doesn't feel the same for everyone. At the top of the market, people are paying eye-popping prices for incredible luxury vehicles. Big trucks and SUVs packed with sensors and cameras and cutting-edge safety features. At the bottom of the market, people who just need a car to pay the bills are pouring money into beaters because there's not much choice. Greg Bannon is with AAA, and he says the low end of the used car market is empty.
It was just a few years ago, you could buy a decent car for $5,000 probably, and it's something that was, you know, relatively reliable. And now that same number at 10 is barely possible.
And that means that even as maintenance costs rise, it's probably still cheaper than buying a replacement vehicle.
And I think if there's any advice right now is that if you don't have to buy a new car right now, then I would hold off.
Where does that leave Leonella Garcia? She doesn't have $5,000 for repairs. She doesn't have the credit for a loan, except at an exorbitant 28% interest. What she does have is a 50-mile commute and a car she's borrowed from a friend for now. So what's her plan? Well, it's sitting on her driveway, blown head gasket and all. Not moving, but sparkling clean.
I wash it because I don't want the paint to get ruined, because in my head I'm like, I'm going to get this car going. I'm going to get this car going.
She raised a couple $1,000s after she launched a GoFundMe to help cover the repair bill.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.